The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you can join us today right here on Forever Young. Whether you're listening on our traditional radio markets, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, it's great to have you with us today. And again, if you're newbie to the show, it's really been our mission for the past well over two decades to really make sure that we're informing and educating every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
Well, hey, if you'd all like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to past shows and read fantastic articles, or you can follow us on social media at Forever Young Radio. And today we're doing part two of a recent episode that we did on brain drain. And if you missed that show, you can actually find it on our podcast archive at foreveryoungradio.com. It is episode 371. I was telling Kelly this morning it's a perfect day to do a brain drain show because right over here, I'm feeling it today.
Well, that's a great part of the show. We don't kind of talk at you. We suffer with you when you guys are all dealing with this stuff. We are normal people in the world. We have families. We have jobs. We have a lot going on. And again, that's why we do shows like this, so people can get more information on maybe what we work in, what Dr. Stengler recommends, other trends that we're seeing kind of in the industry. So awesome to have my good friend Melody Martirana on the show with me. Always helps me kind of walk through these different things. And again, Mel, welcome. Great to have you with us.
It's always awesome to be here.
Again, really appreciate the years of expertise that you and Rick Simpson did on the show Crossroads of Health. Again, people can still go and find tons of those old shows at Apple Podcasts. So go and check that out. Now, Mel, as we referenced in the last show, you know, more than ever, people are dealing with, you know, brain health issues, mommy brain, daddy brain, just feeling brain fog, not feeling themselves. But the information that the brain is being given is not slowing down whatsoever. And I think at times can get a little bit overwhelming for people. And that's why it was so important on that last show. We kind of gave people permission to be like, okay, having brain fog, brain fatigue, normal things with chronic stress is something that don't worry about those situations. But there are some serious situations that people should worry about. Especially, we didn't hit coconut oil on the last show. And I know you had a really great article, Mel, that maybe you wanted to share with our listeners on this program.
Yes, there's a great article that really explores this journey that Dr. Mary Newport took in search of a solution to help support her husband, who was declining into Alzheimer's disease. And it's very interesting because coconut oil has some unique nutritional qualities that are really well suited to help support brain health. But just in general, coconut oil is just phenomenal overall for overall wellness. It's used in several cultures for cooking, just everyday part of their eating habits. And even just, you know, they use every part of the coconut in certain cultures as well. But we're going to talk about the nutritional benefits of the coconut and the coconut oil itself today.
People will go and they think, hey, all coconut oil is created equally. Not true. And again, there's some storage issues with it. Like you taught me years ago, I remember you and Rick did a show on coconut oil. And you talked about if you're using it to cook, you shouldn't necessarily bring bacteria, and especially those big containers that people are picking up at Costco. You really want to make sure that you don't cross-contaminate. Why is that, Mel?
Well, you know, the thing is it's interesting because coconut oil is naturally very antibacterial, antifungal. It's considered to be antifungal, and it may even be considered to be antiviral. But the thing is that you don't really want to introduce water or other contaminants into it. And it's kind of the same thing, really, truly, with, I don't know if any of you guys has ever had a community like a container of butter or sour cream or something. And then you look in there and you go, who's the dirty rat who dug their spoon in or their knife in and left crumbs in the butter? You know what I mean? Basically, you just want to make sure that you're using a clean, dry utensil to get in there, not introducing water. If you introduce water in there, you're occluding that water too in the oil. And what can end up happening is that the contaminants in the water can actually cause you to see growth in the coconut oil because it's kind of encapsulating the water, and water left standing will eventually grow things. So essentially just use clean, dry utensils when you're dipping in, and that's it. I mean, really, you just want to keep everything that you're eating clean, right?
Totally. And you know, that's one of the things when they came out with like squeeze sour cream, I'm like, thank you.
Brilliant.
Just because sour cream is one of the worst. But again, you know, we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. But if you want to learn more in the meantime, you can go to our website, foreveryoungradio.com. And again, read some fantastic articles. We've got a bunch on different things that have to do with the brain, a lot of other ones that just have to do with skin in general, health in general, energy levels, thyroid. So make sure you go and check it out, or any of our over 370 podcast episodes. We truly have something for everybody. Be right back with our good friend, Melody Martirano.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. I'm here today, Melody Martirana, joining Kelly for a great show on brain drain. I think it's something that is affecting so many of us today, whether it is actually somebody declining into cognitive deficiency, or some of us have been affected by COVID, or in fact, it just may be sheer exhaustion. But if you missed part one of the Brain Drain show, where we were talking about memory health and some other nutrients like cognizin that can be really helpful, that's a specialty form of citicoline, you can go back to the archives at foreveryoungradio.com, and it is episode 371. But today, we're going to talk about some of the benefits of coconut oil. And Kelly, we have this great article here that references this experience that Dr. Mary Newport had when she was in search of a solution for her husband. You know, he was an accountant. He handled a lot of important and high level responsibilities with his work. And suddenly it was starting to slip. So she started doing research on coconut oil. He had done some tests that basically test where your brain is at as far as brain health goes. And he wasn't able to put a clock in order and things like that. Those are some basic tests that they do when they're concerned about people declining into Alzheimer's. And what she found in her research is that coconuts are high in something that is called ketones. And ketones actually happens to be a really direct form of food for the brain. It's very easy for the brain to uptake it, and it's very easy for it to nourish the brain. Coconut oil has some of the highest levels of MCTs of any oil in nature. And essentially, it's high in lauric acid. It's something that these are readily available as energy by the body. They don't require insulin to convert into energy, so you don't get those highs and lows. And basically, it's a fat that produces energy and is far less likely to remain in the body as fat. But what a lot of people don't realize is our brain has really high requirements for nutrition. And, you know, even though it only makes up about 2% of our body, it consumes about 25% of our calories. And it's interesting, Kel, because earlier this week, I was explaining that to my 9-year-old. I think she's kind of built a little more like me, where she doesn't get hungry in the mornings. And, you know, but she's got to start school. And so I was having a conversation with her about, you know, what time do you get hungry, Ella? And so she's kind of built more like me. But I said, you know, you got to eat a little something, because you don't get your break until long after you're hungry, and your brain needs that food. It needs that fuel to keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. And knowing how much of our brain is actually fat, again, it's just making sure we're getting that in. And, you know, Ella's great. Both your kids are my faves. I hope Allie's listening, because she's my spirit animal, but equally wonderful, intelligent little girls who are just so creative, you know, and I like that. And I think that's very indicative of how you've fed them, the nutrients you've given them over time. And again, nourishing that brain and really understanding what the body needs. And I really like that this doctor went the extra mile to kind of figure it out of her own needs of, this is my husband, I need to help him. I'm a physician, I've helped so many. And again, just having people being able to correlate and work these things in. And I'll tell you, Mel, coconut oil is cheap, cheap, cheap. It's not that this is something that's super expensive. You know, you do want to kind of make sure that you're getting a clean source. I know that's always kind of important, Mel. Like, can you lend any information on that to its profile? I think we started hearing things about extra virgin, like we would olive oil. Is that anything that really pertains to coconut oil, or has there been a spin on that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that everybody in the industry, I mean, even including us way back in the day, was under the understanding that the purest form of coconut oil was going to be titled extra virgin. That has since changed, though. And there's become more clarity in this industry where the extra part of that is only really applicable to olive oil. So you shouldn't see that on labels anymore. We changed it many years ago when, you know, and just so you guys know, I mean, we are a science-based, research-based company over here. We do our homework. We work directly with our own suppliers. So we usually tend to be on the forefront of information and communication. And, you know, I personally actually work in product development now, so I'm working more with the raw material suppliers. But sometimes there's a little bit of a gap in communication, and that can happen in any industry. But we are an ever-growing, ever-evolving company. So if you ever see changes, it's because we're working with the latest information. So we want to make sure all the latest information is what a consumer is being provided with. Or there's great new research out there. But in regards to coconut oil, what you want to look for is you want to look for virgin, you want to look for cold pressed, you want to look for irradiated, and for unadulterated. And it's just really important with coconut oil that you do find it in the freshest form possible. And one of the things that we do over at Emerald Labs is we use one of the oldest well-established suppliers from the Philippines. What they produce is phenomenal. And, you know, the thing is, there's been periods of time where there's been like crazy heavy runs on coconut oil, particularly when a lot of these big cereal companies started integrating coconut oil. It was like the hot thing for a number of years, actually several years back. And suddenly, like, the supply chain starts drying up. And we thought, oh my gosh, we were selling a bunch of coconut oil. And we thought, wow, we can't risk it drying up. So, you know, in an effort to make sure that we wouldn't run out for everybody out there who was enjoying our coconut oil, we thought, let's see if we can find a backup that's the same level of quality. We ordered from very reputable companies. We did blind taste tests on it. And what I found, and what we all found and agreed to, was that the taste was unmatchable. So that's another thing. You know, we have it available in soft gels, and those soft gels, super easy and convenient. If you want to get some coconut oil into your body every day and not necessarily eat it, or maybe you don't enjoy the taste of coconut, ours tastes like coconut. If you want to be more cost effective, and if you want to take the larger serving sizes, like Dr. Newport was giving her husband 1 to 2 tablespoons a day, and she found that that really helped to restore some of what he was losing. He was able to do better on that clock test, and he was also able to temporarily kind of get back to some of the things that he was really struggling with before. Like, he could organize the silverware drawers. He was able to get back into doing vacuuming and things like that. So that really showed that his brain needed that food. And essentially, this form of coconut oil that we have is really the best that we've found on the market. It tastes wonderful. You can pop popcorn in it. You can spread it on your toast instead of using it instead of using butter. The other great thing is too, is it has a really good smoke point. So you can use it for cooking of all kinds. There's actually recipes that we produce. We have a brochure that we created many years ago, and my family got to be the test kitchen for trying coconut oil as a substitute for many other things. I have to tell you, Kelly, the thing that everybody really loved was I made breaded with coconut flour and soaked in coconut milk and cooked in coconut oil chicken strips. And it was so decadent, just delicious.
My stomach's growling. Sorry, did everybody hear that?
But yeah, so you want to look for that, and you want it to be unrefined. Once you refine the coconut oil, you're actually stripping away a lot of that lauric acid. You know, there is oil out there that's just pure MCT oil, but you're also going to lose that lauric acid, which converts to monolaurin in the body, which has so many health benefits, because monolaurin is something that's present in like mother's milk. It's just something that can be really effective as an additional support for your immune system.
Coconut oil was so big, people started doing pulling and brushing their teeth with it. Again, if you want to go down those rabbit holes, like, go for it. But again, be more educated on it if you're going to do it. We're really just talking about it for cognitive health, brain function, proper fat intake. And again, our good friends at Emerald Labs make two different delivery forms for their supplement. It's super easy. Just go to emeraldlabs.com. There is a search on the very top, put in coconut oil, and it'll show you either the gel caps or in addition, it'll show you the tub that you could purchase. But again, I'll tell you, I've used it on two different things. I haven't made your chicken tenders. I've made Julie's trail mix and her carrot cake pancakes, which are gluten-free. And then you put a little bit of that coconut oil cream cheese. Holy moly. Maybe we could dig that up from the, you know, from the tomb and put it out there on social if we could find that recipe for people to check it out. But when we come back from the break, going to talk a little bit more serious about some things, Mel. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's disease, an article that Dr. Mark wrote and some feedback that he had on it, and several issues that could be causing the inflammation of the brain, and maybe some dietary changes we can look at it. We still have to talk MTHFR. We're going to talk B vitamins and stress. Again, this is a show all about ways to support the brain in a part two. You can learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Labs Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster Cognizin, clinically proven to help reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known to support brain health. Emerald Labs Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline.
Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. We're here with you today talking about brain health. This is a part two of a series that we have done here. We did a recent episode on brain drain. That is episode 371. If you want to check it out at foreveryoungradio.com. And Kelly, I think you've got a really great article here to share that Dr. Mark Stengler wrote, who's the clinical formulator for all of the Emerald Labs products.
Absolutely. And again, he is known as America's Natural Doctor. He has been on this show many, many times. I mean, this guy has got a lot of letters after his name, and he continues to educate himself, Doctor of the Decade 2021. So again, when we look at these things, we rely on research. He does all the heavy lifting, and then we get to share it with you. And again, Mel, things like dementia and Alzheimer's disease, it's so sad. Pray for the families that are kind of having a loved one go through that. It's not just, again, the patient that's dealing with it. It's the families are, again, the impact that it can have. So the more we can kind of talk about these things, the better we are. And again, as Dr. Mark writes, Alzheimer's disease, AD, is a dreaded condition, and for a good reason. It is the most common cause of dementia, which leads to a progressive decline in thinking, memory, as well as behavioral and social skills. And in this article, Dr. Mark points out that he's been a little bit disappointed with the drugs that are out there, especially the drug therapies, just because it's been a little bit ineffective when talking about brain inflammation that could potentially cause brain nerve cells like neurons to be damaged. It is the inflammation that causes, you know, the amyloid plaques and proteins to kind of form and build up. And the current drugs, in his opinion, just do not address that. Researchers such as Dr. Dale Bredesen, a professor at UCLA, an international expert in neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease, note that the accumulation of amyloid plaques could well be a protective mechanism by the body in protecting against inflammation. Now, even people with the notorious APOE4 gene can reduce their risk. However, the key to prevention is an individual treatment plan that addresses the causes of inflammation. And I mean, we see it, Mel. We need inflammation. Sometimes those inflammatory factors protect the body from things that it's going through. But with the rise in autoimmune conditions, stress, cognitive impairment, things that people are facing, or even after pre-COVID, maybe they're now diagnosed with an autoimmune condition that had laid dormant, that inflammation is really running rampant throughout the body. And again, we don't want to be chronically inflamed, because then the body's just working to put that fire out 24/7 and not really focusing on the other areas that it should be. But there are several causes of inflammation of the brain. Mel, I know that you have some that you wanted to share with the listeners.
Yeah, I mean, those include brain trauma. You get into an accident and your noggin's not protected, you have brain trauma that can definitely cause some long-term inflammation. Infections too, you know, COVID is one of them that's been well known now to cause inflammation and memory issues in the brain. Nutrient deficiencies. I mean, we just talked about this. Your brain requires a high level of fine-tuned nutrition, including a lot of fats. Sleep disturbances. I mean, the brain fog I've got today, I'm telling you, Kelly, it's from actual sleep disturbances.
Yeah.
My little old lady dog decided she wanted to lick my feet at 4 a.m. And I'm like, okay, girl, well, I'm going to just send you out in the backyard. How about we try not to bark at every critter back there? Just stress. You know, we've all got normal levels of stress. Some of us have higher levels of stress, but you know, even doing something you love can cause stress. I love work. I do. I love being part of this crew here. But, you know, some days we're so busy and you're like, woo, by the end of the day, you get done and you're like, wow, I've been running on adrenaline all day long. Toxins. Okay, so there are tons of sources of toxins. I mean, just breathing the air sometimes, you're getting toxins, whether it's, you know, and you're in a crowded city, you've got lots of exhaust, there's smog. You know, maybe you live with somebody who's a smoker and you're surrounded by that. But there's also tons of food source toxins, you know. There's some people who have a hard time getting a clean water supply. There's plastic leaching into food. There's all sorts of things that can be sources of toxins getting into your body. And so that's just something that we're going to be surrounded by, environmental toxins. If you have digestive problems like gluten sensitivities or allergies, that can lead to more inflammation in your body as well. Insulin resistance and hormone deficiencies. There's many, many things in the body that can cause this inflammation that can affect the brain. So there's a ton of things that can cause the inflammation. Now, Kelly, we probably want to start talking to people about what they can do to help reduce it.
Dr. Mark Stangler did a pickup on that one article that we shared on Alzheimer's disease. He said, you know, in that study with Dr. Dale, that they did not include crucial research that has been published on the AD risk diet and key nutrients like vitamin D and the B vitamins, B12, folate, and B6. Now, in terms of diet, there was a groundbreaking research study from the Weill Cornell Medicine that demonstrated a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains and lean protein had fewer Alzheimer-related changes in their brain MRIs compared to those who ate SAD, you know, the standard American diet. Researchers found people ages 30 to 60 who ate a SAD diet showed a decline in brain metabolism by about 3% per year, while those on the Mediterranean diet remained stable. And look, we've done like different research papers and reviewed research on different areas of the country, depending on what people are eating or different parts of the world. And when you see a lower incident of Alzheimer's and dementia, it's generally in the Asian culture. So, you know, we kind of got to look for what we're putting in our body, making sure we're getting those healthy fats that support fat versus fat in the brain, making sure that we're eliminating sugar, a lot of those bad starchy carbohydrates that we love, that we like to reach for every now and then, not saying you can never have one, but try to find a balance of the 80-20 rule. That was taught to me so many years ago by Karen Masterson Cook, the founder of Allolife, you know, finding balance in your day-to-day and, you know, giving your body proper nutrients, but allowing yourself to have the little treat there every now and then. I think, Mel, the minute you tell somebody they're never going to eat something again, all they do is fixate on that particular thing, and me included. So I think at the end day, it's like finding that balance can be so helpful when making these modifications in our daily routine.
Yeah, absolutely. And if something is just too restrictive, you're not going to stick with it. But, you know, you were saying like in the Asian culture, they have lower incidence and it's, you know, they're eating, you know, and this is obviously not every family in an Asian household eats like this. But if you're eating like a traditional diet, you know, there tends to be a lot more fish, tends to be a lot more kelp. You know, you get seaweed is incorporated a lot. But basically they're getting a lot more of those great omegas from the fish and seafood. So essentially they're not eating so much of the rich carbs that we're consuming here on the standard American diet, which is sad, is just such a perfect, it's such a perfect little description.
Yeah. Yes, I'm absolutely. Telling you, it's like flip the thing upside down and maybe that's how you should be eating. But again, people just try to follow what they're doing. And we know we need to get plenty of greens and servings of daily vegetables. And again, we talked about in the past, we start with those good intentions. We try our best. Hey, I'm going to eat like a couple of salads today. And then, you know, kind of things can happen. You get off track, find the balance and don't beat yourself up. Just try to get back on track. Now, people don't know a lot about MTHFR, and I didn't know a lot about it until I heard you talking about it many years ago and essentially got tested, and I do have the gene variant, so I want to thank my parents out there for giving it to me, but tell people a little bit more about MTHFR before we got a couple of minutes to go to break, Mel.
Well, basically, we all have these MTHFR genes. You get one from your mom, you get one from your dad. And essentially, this gene basically produces an enzyme that plays an important role in your body being able to process the vitamin B9, which some people have referred to as folic acid because that's what you're finding in fortified foods and things like that. But that's really the synthetic form of it. Really, folate is the form of it that you're going to get from foods. But in order for your body to process anything that you consume in B9, your body needs to be able to produce this enzyme. If you have one of many, many, many different variants that are out there to either one or both of your MTHFR genes, then you are likely to have a deficiency in folate, which unfortunately plays a major role in everything from brain health to fetal development. If you're a woman who's trying to have a baby, it plays a role in so many areas of your body. So we need to dig into this more because it's really important that you know that you are getting the folate that you need.
I have the C677T. Again, as you mentioned, Mel, there's over 50 different known, but the two primary are C677T and A1298. I think Rick Simpson or his wife Julie has it. In fact, one of the girls, I'm not remembering who, actually got both variants from their parents.
Cassidy.
So, yeah. You know, it's good to know when you have it. Most cases, what they'll do when you go to your doctor, which I did, they wanted to put me on a pharmaceutical. There's some ways around it, in my opinion. We come back from the break. We're going to talk more about that. But you can check out our website at foreveryoungradio.com. Stick with us.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation of part two on the Brain Drain show that Melanie and I did a couple weeks ago, episode 371. If you want to go check it out at foreveryoungradio.com. Also, you can follow us on social at Forever Young Radio. Before we went to the break, we were talking about MTHFR. I definitely think more people have heard about it versus like 3-4 years ago when we were talking about it. And again, what I like about Emerald Labs is when they manufacture personally and make these products, they're keeping that aware in the back of their mind that people can be dealing with that issue. And good on Dr. Mark Stangler, who's aware of it and kind of helps us get moving on things like that. But we had promised our listeners when we came back from the break, we were going to talk a little bit more of the signs and symptoms on how common it is for people to potentially have MTHFR variants.
Well, Kelly, there's a lot of people. Oh, and I mean a lot. Studies show, more recent studies show that over 46% of the U.S. population alone, that's just talking about our country, can't metabolize natural folate or synthetic folic acid if it is not in the coenzymated methylated form due to one of those gene defects. So basically, there's just no way to guarantee you're getting what you need unless you take the methylated form of folate. You talked about the variations, right? Well, there's a couple of common variations, including the one that you have. You have the C677T. Now, that variation means that you're only getting about 71% of normal conversion. So you consume folic acid from whether it's a form of supplementation, which I know you won't do because you have the knowledge here, or you're getting it from fortified foods or however it trickles in. Or if you're consuming just folate, standard folate, not methylated, your body, because your enzymes are only being produced at a lesser rate, is only going to be able to get about 71% of what you're consuming. Now, there's a far worse variation, and it's the 677TT version, or sometimes known as the T677T. Sometimes the letters are split up, sometimes they're together, but it means the same thing. They only get about 34% of normal conversion. So here's what happens when you have a deficiency, whether it's at a 71% conversion or a 34% conversion. Pregnant individuals are at a significantly higher risk of having a baby born with a neural tube defect. Now, what's really important to note is that neural tube development, a lot of times it's happening not only throughout the pregnancy, but primarily in those first couple weeks where women don't even know they're pregnant. So you're going to have a significantly higher risk factor for the brain development of the baby if you happen to have one of these gene defects and you're not getting enough of the folate. So that's a huge thing. I know that I took our prenatals when I was trying to get pregnant throughout all of my two pregnancies. And I was very thankful that I had healthy pregnancies. But I do feel like that definitely helped me, because even though I haven't personally been tested, I've definitely seen the signs and symptoms in myself. And I'm just like, I'm good. I know what I'm taking. Now, people, basically all individuals that have an MTHFR gene defect are going to have higher homocysteine levels in their body. Now, homocysteine is related, again, to inflammation. And that inflammation, not only can it affect your brain and is linked to the development of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, but it's also linked to an increased risk of premature heart attack and stroke. So there's greater risk for depression, migraines, brain fog. And you know what's really important to note about this is that people who have this defect really should largely avoid folic acid altogether. So if any of you guys is familiar with carbon monoxide poisoning, what ends up happening is that you may have oxygen in the room that you're in. The problem is that your oxygen receptors become clogged with carbon monoxide, not allowing oxygen to get in. And what can happen similarly if you're consuming folic acid, particularly if you have a gene defect, is that that folic acid, the more synthetic form versus the folate, tends to, there's more of an affinity on those folate receptors where it will grab the folic acid and it clogs it up so that the folate doesn't get through. Now, you can consume all these great foods like beans and lentils and leafy greens and all of that good stuff, and that's all good for you. It's wonderful for you. But the problem is there's no quantifiable way of knowing how much of that is being converted into methylated folate. So that's why we use pure methylated folate in the Be Healthy, in all of the multivitamin formulas that we produce in Emerald, because if you want to get tested, it's so good just to have that knowledge. But if you don't get tested, it's just a fail-safe to make sure that you know that you're at least consuming that designated amount of methylated folate. And again, plays a role in brain health, plays a role in neural tube development. It plays a role in heart health. It plays a role, you know, in helping to prevent things like migraines and brain fog and depression. So brain health, it's very important. And really, a lot of the B vitamins are involved not only in energy production, but really also in neurological health.
But Mel, if you don't mind, can you kind of just explain the difference between folic acid versus folate for the listeners out there?
Yeah, folic acid is considered a synthetic form of folate. So folate is what you source from food, basically. And folic acid is what's sort of produced in a lab. Now, it doesn't mean that, you know, if you have some of that trickling in, that it's the end of the world, right? It's really hard to avoid, actually, because I think it was back in the 70s, they started fortifying foods with it and using it as a bragging point. But the truth is that you really just should try to avoid that. Now, if you're taking something and it says folate in there, well, you've got a good step one. But if you do have the gene defect, the methylated folate is really the form that you want to look for, because then your body's not having to do the work. Basically, whether or not your genes are producing enough enzyme to methylate the folate that you're taking in, if you take the methylated folate, the job's already done. Your body can uptake it. It can use it for all the important jobs that it has in your body. And you don't have to worry about the deficiencies that are associated with, or the issues that are associated with deficiencies.
Right. And there's a great little shortcut article, because again, this show goes so fast when you're on it. But if you go to foreveryoungradio.com, there's a great article that Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor, penned on the difference between folic acid and folate.
When you get back down to that homocysteine issue, right, which is like an amino acid like substance that's related to inflammation in the body. And basically, when those levels are elevated, they can cause inflammation of the blood vessels and the brain. You need to get rid of that. And B vitamins play a really important role in that. So B2, B6, which you want to look for in the R5P, P5P forms, folate as methylated folate, and B12 all actually work together to metabolize homocysteine, and particularly B12 and B9 folate work together as like a wrecking crew to help metabolize that homocysteine, to help try to balance and keep the inflammation levels in a healthy range where they're supposed to be. Not only do you want to look for that methylated folate, but you also want to make sure that in particular with B12, you are getting the methylated form of that too, because there is a common form that was out, and I'm seeing less and less and less of it, thank goodness, but cyanocobalamin has been commonly used for many years, and that is really literally the dirt cheap form of B12, and it takes a lot of work for your body to take a lot of cyanocobalamin and convert it into a small amount of the methylated methylcobalamin. So we also start out with pure methylcobalamin as B12 because, again, so important for those two to be able to tag team homocysteine and help basically break it down so that it's not causing those high levels of inflammation that are going to do some damage.
For me, I don't use a standalone B's. I use a B complex. It's B Healthy by Emerald Labs. Again, I use their Women's 45 Plus in addition to that. So I'm making sure, and as I'm doing these blood tests every 3 months with having an autoimmune, I can see that I've made a difference by doing stuff like this. And it's important, especially when we're trying to stave off not only environmental toxins, the autoimmune conditions, the thyroid conditions, the endocrine conditions that we're dealing with hormonal changes. It's just a great way to kind of incorporate it. So Emerald Labs is a great partner in health. Just for being a listener of the show, you always get 20% off when using the code FOREVER at Emerald Labs, 20% off. And that's in addition to the daily 10% off. All this great information can be found on our website at foreveryoungradio.com. Please listen to some of the other podcasts and read these articles. They're really condensed, easy to read, and they can help you on your way. Melody, thank you so much, as usual, for doing all the heavy lifting on the show and making us look so good and sharing all this imperative information.
Oh, Kelly, once again, just thankful to be here and thankful to be sharing with all of you today.
So grateful for you back, listeners. And that does it for our show today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.